Oh, I'm quite sorry, but we'll be closing in a few minutes. I've already cleaned the machines for the evening. Oh, it's you. How lovely. I was hoping to see you again, after the last time you came in. You are quite adorable, after all. Well, now, don't just stand in the doorway. Come, come. Now that the shop is properly closed, there is no reason to beat around the bush so much. It is hard not to watch the grace of a naga, hmm? Admittedly, I was a bit shy of the stare that drew at first, but I find I am getting used to it. Particularly when the eyes doing the staring are set into a face as cute as yours. Would you like me to make you something? I certainly can. I don't mind doing a bit of a cleanup on your behalf. Perhaps a coffee and a talk before we head someplace more intimate? Perfect. So, tell me, what is it about a naga like myself that's interested you so, Is it my body? Long, smooth, and softly scaled? You needn't be embarrassed if it is. We often seek out that which is a bit, alien to us. Or at least the best sorts of people do. Some sorts of folks shy away from the strange, the different, if you will. The thought of a larger, stronger creature winding around their body to hold them close instills fear, distrust. You? I think you may have a different reaction. Here's your coffee, by the way. Just the way you like it. Bit of cream so it's smooth. Bit of sugar so it's sweet. With just a little bit of darkness in between. It's interesting, isn't it? Coffee. One of the oldest pleasures in the world, it is. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but I find it endearing. A refuge for energy or for warmth, but also an addiction, a need that fills and dominates. It is a love, a luxury, but also a need. Soft and warm, yet urgent and necessary, if you let it be. Oh, goodness me, I am prattling on, talking about my interests, when we've yet to talk about you. I think that's important in any relationship, yes? So, let's talk about you, I picked up more than just what kind of coffee you like when you walked in this morning. I'm very good at reading people. You seem a bit lonely. Not always, but more than you like. You stay up late, hoping someone will reach out, connect with you. You feel like you're on the cusp of something, but you just don't know what. You think you're a bit odd, and you worry that's bad. Not to worry, however. I think that's very good. If you were normal, you wouldn't have sought me out now, would you? But here you are, lonely, adorable you, on the cusp of something. And do you know what that might be? Why, I think it's me. Of course, perhaps I put a little suggestion into our conversation when you came in this morning, but I hardly needed it. I think that you want to stay, to get to know me better. So, how about this? Relax. Now, shh. I've got you. Just let my coils caress their way up your legs. You've grown weary in more ways than one for so long. Just relax. There you go. No need to struggle. Just let your mind go for a bit. Breathe truly, deeply, as you feel my scales against your skin. You haven't been touched in a long time, have you? I can feel it. I can fix that. Let me hold you, my coil swirling around your body like cream poured into a deep, dark brew. Let your mind lighten. It's okay. You're safe with me. That's why you're so calm, so relaxed as I wind my way up over your hips. You're very warm, you know. It's lovely on a cool evening with a cute customer like you. Just relax into how good you feel, how free. Listen to the sound of my voice, the feel of my coils, and fall deep. deep. Feel my coils around your tummy. I'm so close to you, and you to me. Coils growing thicker as they circle up, 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 up along your body. Your mind feels clearer, doesn't it? Comfortably fuzzy and warm, not a trace of your previous worry. Simply blissful. Up, up, and over your shoulder, pressing tightly against your cute little neck as my voice rings through your head. You're as comfortable as you've ever felt, wrapped up in the coils of an enormous serpent. Funny, isn't it? How enjoyable the things that seem frightening can be when you've had a slight shift in perspective, when you let someone else take hold for a little while. Now then, why don't I help you a little more? I think you would be happier with a change of scenery, a change of pace. How would you like to work with me, Spend your days among my coils? I'll get you a cute little apron and I can help you acquire the skills to make working here no problem at all, always by my side. A sweet little thing with no worries or concerns. At the end of every day, we can do this. Just you, all bundled up in my coils, and me gently hissing in your ear. Doesn't that sound just wonderful? Of course it does. Now, why don't you spend the night? My apartment is upstairs, and if you stay, we can start your training bright and early. I'm sure you'll catch on quickly, and we can get to know each other better. So come, my little barista. Welcome to your new line of employment, though. I warn you, I can get very friendly with my employees.